It's safe to say there's no more distinguished jazz pianist on the planet today than Kenny Barron. For the past half century, Barron's been collaborating with all of the world's major jazz figures, making hundreds of records and educating the next creators of the art form. Kenny Barron is in residence with the Michigan College of Music this week, performing and instructing on campus and across the state. He very generously took a major portion of his Tuesday this week to come to WKAR for music and conversation with current state Scott Pohl. Before Scott caught up with the many goings-on in Kenny Barron's musical life, Barron started in right at the keyboard.
Usually when you start a program, you start with something upbeat. This is a very, I think, a very beautiful ballad that I wrote, and was actually recorded on a record I did with Dave Holland, a duo recording. So I think sometimes it's nice to start relaxed and calm.
Kenny Barron with Rain. Kenny Barron, the MSU College of Music has a really busy schedule for you while you're in residence here in East Lansing. Rehearsals and workshops with MSU students, visits to places like Oxford High School, East Lansing High School, Williamston Middle School, the Cook Recital Hall in the MSU Music Building, the First Presbyterian Church of Hastings, and the Carr Center in Detroit. I wanted to give you a chance, though, to talk more about the time you're going to spend in residency here at MSU. What are your plans?
Well, I'll be doing workshops and clinics and with the young students, workshops about jazz improv, working with some of the young high school ensembles, things like that.
Now, you taught for more than two decades at Rutgers University, and now you're working at the Juilliard School in New York. What inspired you to get into teaching? What do you like about teaching young musicians?
Well, first of all, it's a way to help perpetuate the music. And then I learn from them as well, you know, especially now teaching at Juilliard. The students are really incredible, a little bit scary sometimes. And they're so good, you know. So I get to learn, I get to give back. So it's a great experience.
All right. Well, Kenny Barron, we want to hear some more music. That's the big reason we have you here, of course. So the next song you've selected is a standard called Love Walked In. Lots of people will be familiar with Love Walked In. Why is this on your list today?
Well, it's one of my favorite songs. I first heard it as I was early teens. And my sister actually had a record by Dave Brubeck called Jazz Goes to College. And that was one of the songs on there. And I was smitten by it. I fell in love with it.
Love Walked In. Here's Kenny Barron. Thank you. to get back to a question that's related to teaching again. You brought up how you learn from the young musicians. Go into greater detail on that. What can someone with your decades of experience learn from working with youngsters?
Well, I think, first of all, the young people today are much better prepared than I was at their age. So they have a lot they can teach me. I mean, in terms of technique, in terms of their harmonic concept. Plus, they've been through academia, so that's one of the things that helps them be better prepared.
Your own academic experience was interesting in that regard. You went back to school at some point in your life.
I went back to school, I guess, in the 70s. You know, first got an associate's degree at Manhattan Community College, and then I got a bachelor's degree from State University of New York.
And why did you go back to school, though? What inspired you to do that?
Well, interestingly enough, it was through the encouragement of a Detroit musician. I worked with Yusef Lateef, and he was very much into self-improvement and forging ahead. So he encouraged me to go back to school, and I did.
And it worked?
And it worked.
How do you know when a student has what it takes to advance to a career in performing or teaching or both?
Well, in terms of performing, you can assess that. I mean, it doesn't take that long to hear if somebody has the right feeling for the music. That's important. That's the one thing I can't give anybody. That's one thing they have to come to the table with. The other stuff you can teach, like raw materials. This is what you do over this chord, or you use this scale. That's raw material. You can teach that. But certain kinds of things you can't teach, like feeling, swing, the essence of swing, you can't teach that. They have to feel that already. You know, so.
At a place like Juilliard, are you working primarily or exclusively with pianists?
Well, not exclusively, but primarily. I have three piano students. And then I also helped to coach an ensemble, which is called the Artist Diploma Group. And they're just about professional. They work, and that particular group, they don't pay tuition, so they're used as outreach. They go out to various colleges and performance centers, and they actually help recruit students to come to Juilliard.
We want to hear some more music. Here's Kenny Barron. The next song you've chosen is "Embraceable You."
Another one of my perennial favorites. My sweet "Embraceable You."
Well, Kenny Barron, it's been an exceptional thrill having you here at WKAR and at the MSU College of Music all week long. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Pianist Kenny Barron with WKAR Scott Pohl there. Now, in addition to his many activities with students around MSU and across the state this week, Kenny Barron performs tomorrow night at 7 and at 9:30 at Cook Recital Hall as part of the MSU Federal Credit Union Jazz Artist in Residence program.